We begin the current daven, Sechtes Kedushin Davav. We begin on the third line down for the top of the Yamid, where the Gemara continues with the Braisa, continuing on the halacha of the previous daf, discussing what are the certain type of terminologies that are appropriate to create a Kedushin. And that is, we open up this Masecht by saying there's three ways to create Kedushin with a woman: Kesef, Shtar, Bia. But additionally, when you just give a woman money, that could be money of a gift. There has to be a statement that's also saying that this money should be for the medium of Kedushin, so one has to say an appropriate terminology. Our Braisa discusses those terminologies. So Tanya Rabbanan, we learn the Braisa. Let's say the man tells the woman when he's giving her the money, he says, Hari at Ishti, behold, you're my wife. Or Hari at Arusasi, you are my Kala, you're engaged to me. Or Hari at Kanuyali, you're acquired to me. So Mukadeshas, all these are appropriate terminologies connoting that there is a Kedushin happening here with the giving over of the money, and therefore she's engaged. Now, so too, Hariat Shali, if he says, you are mine, Hariat Bershusi, you're in my domain, Hariat Sukukali, you're bound to me, so Mekudeshes, she's engaged. So the Gemara asks on this Braisa, Velesninu Kulu Kachado, let them all say in one statement, why does it say two different statements with each having three different terminologies, then Mekudeshes, and then saying another three say Mekudeshes? It should have said all six, and then said that they're all going to be halachas of Mekudeshes, why they split up. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Tana, the Tana of this Braisa, Tlas, Tlas, Shema'inu, Vigarsinu. He heard it three separately, and then a different time he heard another three separately. So he said it over, and he taught it the way he had heard it, which was these three, that it's Mekudeshes, and the other three, but you're right, they're really all the same halacha, they're all appropriate terminologies for a Kedushin. So those are. So now the Gemara asks, Ibailu, that the following question, however, regarding these other terminologies, do they also connote Kedushin or not? Let's say he says, miyuchedesli mahu. What's halacha if he says, you're singled out to me? Whereas Rashi tells us that what does this have to do with Kedushin is because the pasuk in Bereishis says, v'hoyu levasar echad, that man and woman become one flesh. So there's a term of echad, of miyuched, so maybe that does connote Kedushin, maybe not. Well, let's say he says, miyuchedesli mahu. What's halacha if he tells her, you are designated to me? Where here also, as the pasuk says in Shemais, regarding the Jewish maidservant, that it says, Asher lo ya'oda, if he doesn't go ahead and take her for himself or for his son as a wife. So we see that regarding a Jewish maidservant, that is a terminology of her Kedushin. So if one says, you're miyuya to me, does that connote that he's making Kedushin with that? Or let's say he says, Ezrasi mahu. What's if he says that you're my helpmate? Or Negdasi mahu. What's halacha if you're opposing me? Where actually those two terminologies are from the beginning of Bereishis that says, I will make her for him a helpmate opposite him. So each one of these terminologies are related to the marital relationship. So do they connote Kedushin or not? Let's say Atsurasi Mahu. What's Alocha if he says you are gathered in for me? Where because that's the term of Atzeris, which means to gather into the house. You're gathered into my house, what's the Alocha? Or Tzilasi Mahu. What's Alocha if he says that you are my side, you're my rib. There's the woman was taken from the tzeleya. It's the v'yivnes atzela that Hashem took the rib, took the side. Different interpretations of what it means, and made the woman out of that. So if he says you're my tzela, what's the halacha? Does that mean to say you're the other half of me? Segurafsi mahu. What's the halacha if he tells her that you're locked, you're covered over, that's related to the pasuk of a yisker basa tachtenu, that he closed up in that place of where he'd taken the woman with flesh in that place. So if he uses the terminology of sagar, which means locked, or covered over, or in place, or let's say tachtei mahu, if let's just says that you're in my place, well, all of these are related, these last three of tzilasi, sigurasi, and tachtei, they're related to that pasuk, as the Tesis Ri HaZaken brings the pasuk. But even as a tzela, it says that Hashem built the tzela, built that side of Adam, the yizgar basa tachten, and he covered over flesh in that place. So all these three terminologies are referenced to the woman, the Chava, that was made from Adam. So if he's telling her these terminologies, is he saying that you're my other half? Or let's say Tifusasi Mahu. What's halacha if he says that you're my seized one? Where again, the Tesis Ri HaZaken says that could be, as we find regarding a situation of Einis, where it says Lo Nitfas, and that she wasn't seized. So we see that an intimate relationship could be regarding this lashon of tfusa, or it just means to say that you're netfesasi mi babayis, you're the one that will be beholden to me in my house. Or lekuchasi mahu. What's halacha if he says that you're taken by me? Regarding all these terminologies, do they connote kedushin or not? because as we said, they all have some scent, a relationship related to the marital relationship, but do they connote kedushin? So the Gemara says, Pashat Miyachada. We don't have the answer to the questions, but at least one of them we could resolve, the Tanakh learned the Braisa, the last one that we asked. If someone says to the woman, you are the one that's taken by me, she is engaged. Because that's the terminology of the pasuk, that when a man takes a woman, so we see that that connotes kedushin, that's taking, and therefore that for sure will be a valid terminology to create a kedushin when he's giving over the money. The Gemara continues to ask, what's if charufasima? What's if he says that you're designated for me? What's the halacha over there? So Tashema, the Tanya, come in here, will prove from a Braisa. The Braisa says, if someone says this terminology of you are the one that's miyuchet for me, Mikudasha, she's engaged. Why? She came by Yehuda, Karin La Rusa Charufa, because in Yehuda, there's three different places, parts in Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda, the Galil, and Transjordan. So because in Yehuda, in Judea, they call an Arusa, a Kala, they call a Charufa, the one that's designated. So you see that that's a terminology of Kedushin. Now, but the Gemara asks on this Braisa, the Yehuda Havi Ruba de Alma, what, Yehuda is the majority of the world? There's a whole world out there. They don't all call a Mekudeshes this term Charufa. So why, because in one place do they call a woman that's engaged Charufa, does that mean anywhere else if a person uses the terminology of Charufa, it's going to mean Kedushin? So the Gemara says, no, Hachikama. This is what the Braisa was saying. Ha'ayma Charufas Mekudeshes, if someone says, you are my Charufa, she's engaged, Shinemar. It's actually based on the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Vehi Shifcha Nechrefes Le'ish, because she is a maidservant that's designated for a man. So we see in the Pasuk, when it talks about the Kedushin of a Shifcha, of a maidservant, it used the terminology of Nechrefes. So we see Charufa connotes Kedushin. V'ayg, moreover, what the Braisa was saying was an added point. Yehuda Karin La Rusa Charufa, and as we see that actually in Yehuda, they even call Okala, they call a Charufa. So therefore, that's why it creates a it's a terminology of Kedushin. But the Gemara asked on this interpretation too. Yehuda Void Likra, the minig in Yehuda is a sis, what was said in the pasuk. In other words, why would we need to prove from the custom in Judea to assist a pasuk? If you tell me the pasuk says clearly that that's a kedushin, what do I need to tell you the minig in Yehuda if it's a pasuk? We need a minig in Yehuda to support a pasuk that charufa means kedushin. So Allah hachakama. Rather, what the Gemara says, no, this is what the Braisa was saying. If someone says in Judea to a woman when he's giving her money, you are my charufa, then mekudeshes, then the woman becomes engaged. She came Yehuda karin larusa charufa, because in Judea they call an arusa a charufa. But as Rashi points out, what the Gemara is saying here is that from the pasuk you cannot learn out, because the term charufa in that pasuk only connotes designation, because actually the pasuk is talking about a shifcha kananis, a non-Jewish maidservant, where actually there is no kedushin typhus, there's no halachic acquisition of kedushin in that woman. And therefore, yes, although it's saying charufa, but it's not tolma kedushin, because there's no kedushin with her. And therefore, actually, anywhere else in the world, there's not going to be a kedushin if you say charufa. It's only in Yehuda where they call her a kalak charufa, that there it's going to create a kedushin. Now, originally the Gemara had assumed, when it thought it would bring, that that's what the Braisa was saying, that it would bring a proof in the pasuk, was like the other opinion in Masechet Gittin from Gimel and Aleph, that holds that this pasuk of what's called a shifcha charufa is talking about a maidservant that's half maidservant and half freed. Let's say that there was two owners and one of them freed her already, so she's half a free woman and half a maidservant, where there, obviously, if she's engaged to someone, there is halach of kedushin that's applicable to her, because she's half free and a free woman needs kedushin. So therefore, they thought that's what it would be, and that's what the Gemara is saying there. No, we're talking about a shivcha kananis, like the other mando amar, and therefore, actually, the pasuk does not talk about kedushin at all, and therefore, anyone else in the world that you say charufa, it's not kedushin. In Yehuda, where they call a Mekudeshes Charufa, so there if you say you're going to be Charufasi, there it's going to create a Kedushin. Now the Gemara goes back to those different terminologies that we had questions regarding if they're considered Kedushin or not. So the Gemara wonders, B'mayeskinan, what is the case that we're talking about that we weren't sure, for example, if we said Mu'edis, Mu'chedis, we weren't sure if they're going to create Kedushin or not, what's the context? As the Gemara explains, if the case was talking about that they weren't even talking about getting engaged, just a woman that he met, and they're talking about the weather, and then out of the blue he went and he gives her this thing and says, "Miuchedis, you're going to be the one that's miuchedis to me," or miuedisli. So if they weren't talking about anything related to the halachas of Kedushin or Gittin, if it was applicable to a situation of Get, how does she know what he's even telling her? In other words, as Rashi explains, even if you would say that those terminologies are terminologies applicable to Kedushin, and that if it was in the context of a Kedushin, it would be a valid statement. But still, how could she be mukadashis in this situation? She doesn't even know what he's talking to her. That she would be consenting, because we need the woman's consent, the great Kedushin. She doesn't know what he's talking about. What do you mean to say, I should be designated for you? What does it mean designated for you? So the El Rav, the Gemara says, obviously, obviously the context is talking about that they had been talking about it. They were dating, they were familiar with each other, and they were talking about this topic of Gittin and Kedushin. They were talking about getting engaged. And then he says, he pops the question, he says, would you want to be Ezrasi? Would you want to be my helpmate? And he's giving the money at the time, be my helpmate. Now, if that's the case, then what does it make a difference if it's, let's say, intrinsically not a terminology of Kedushin? Doesn't make a difference. Because Aval Gav Deloy Amrlo, because even if he doesn't tell her anything, Nami, the halacha would be, if let's say he only gave her that money, still, the halacha is, as the Gemara is going to bring, like Rabbi Yossi, that it's going to be Kedushin, even if he said nothing. So why do we need it to be a terminology of Kedushin anyway? If they're not discussing, then it doesn't even help if it's a terminology of Kedushin. And if they weren't discussing, then why do you even need to say a terminology of Kedushin, even if you say nothing? But if you were talking about getting engaged and then you give her the money and she accepts, that creates a Kedushin. That's not. Like, we're in the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah there says, if a man was discussing with a woman regarding the issues of divorce and of getting engaged, and if let's say then right after he gives her, either if they were discussing the divorce, he then gives her the get, or they were discussing Kedushin and then he gives her the Kedushin, but he doesn't say anything, he doesn't specify what this is for, says Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi says, that's enough. Because this is what we're talking about. We know what we're talking about. And then if I'm giving her the money she accepts, she obviously knows it's for Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Oymet Tzarech Lefash. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, you have to specify what it's for. Now, but V'amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, Rav Huna said the name of Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi, Halacha V'Azak Rabbi Yosi, that you don't have to say. So then the difficulty is, how do we understand this halacha that we were discussing? We're wondering if it's a Lashon of Kedushin. Who cares? If you were not discussing, then even if it is a Lashem Kedushin, she doesn't know what you're talking about, because she doesn't know that Atzerasi and Tzalasi, even if they are in Halacha Kedushin, she doesn't know what that means for her. So it wouldn't even help. And if it's not a Lashem Kedushin, but we're talking about a situation of where they were talking about it beforehand, so then who cares either? Who cares that doesn't have a Lashem Kedushin? You don't have to say any Lashem Kedushin. Just giving it to her from the fact that that was what you were discussing beforehand will create a Kedushin. So Amri, they said, La'ilam b'medabri ima al iske gitu b'kedushah. So they said that, truthfully, the background of those questionable terminologies was talking about that they were discussing before and about getting engaged. Now, v'idi yav la b'shah sekach inami. And had he then, after their whole discussion, saying, it would be nice if we get engaged, and then afterwards, if he gave her then the money, the ring, and he was silent, then you're right, she would be mekudeshes like Rabbi Yosi, who says, obviously, the understanding is that it's given over for the purposes of Kedushin, and that's the intention she had when she received it. But, Hachamai Eskin, what are we talking about over here in our cases? The Yohav Lav Amalah Bahani Lishna. He gave her the money, gave her the ring, and he said it to her in those terminologies. When he gave it to her, he said, I want you to be Tfusasi. Now, Vahachi coming by, but now this was the Gemara's question. Hani Lishni, when he says these terminologies, Likadushi Karmala? Is he telling it to her for Kedushin purposes? And then it would be Kedushin? Aydimalimalacha Karmala. Or maybe he's telling it to her for work purposes. I want you to be designated for me for what? To want to be the one that works for me. Now, actually, because now it's worse that he said something. Because yes, if it's a Lashon of Kedushin, fine, it'll create a Kedushin. But if the words he's saying is to go ahead and have her do work for him, so he's actually revealing that his intention was not for it to create a Kedushin. You're right. If you said nothing, we would understand and say Mistama that it's for Kedushin purposes. But now that you said something, maybe you're explicitly saying that this is not Kedushin because I want you to be designated for me. Designated for what? To be the one that's there to help me all along in the work that I'm doing? Okay, that's not Kedushin. That's what the Gemara's question, and that's what the Gemara says, take or let it stand. That we don't have an answer if they are intrinsically terminology of Kedushin or not. Now, Gemara goes back to what we had introduced because of the question that we had. So Gufa, we quote in this Mishnah, Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, this Machlekes Rabbi Yisai and Rabbi Yehuda, which was Hayimidabri Ameisha, if a man was talking with a woman, Al Iske Gita Bekedusha, regarding the topic of divorce or the topic of Kedushin, depending on the situation, V'nosan La Gita Bekedusha, and he gives her either her get, or the woman that he was not married to, and then he gives her a Kedushin, he gives her a ring. Veloy Pirishin doesn't say what he's giving it for, but they were just talking about getting engaged. And then he just gives her the ring and she accepts it. Rabbi Yisai Medayi says it's enough. That's Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Aymed Tzarech Lefash, she disagrees, says, no, you have to say what it's for, because even though that's what you were discussing, that's not sufficient. Now, on that, the Gemara says that Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, he says, Vahu, this that Rabbi Yisai said that it's enough, even if you don't say anything, is Shasukin Bo'esei Inyin. It's only if, right before that, that's when you were involved, the whole discussion was about the topic of getting engaged, right until the second that you gave it to her, and then when you gave it to her, you didn't say anything, that's where Rabbi Yisai says, okay, that's pretty obvious, what your actions speak louder than words, and we understand that it's for condition purposes. He says the same thing, says the same idea, that it must be talking about that you were discussing it up until now. Now, that thing, however, says, it's actually machlekes tanoim, in the interpretation of this halacha of Rabbi Yisai, if it's actually that you had been talking about this up until now, up until it was given or not, as the Gemara brings. The Braisa says, Rabbi Oimer, he says, he says, as these Amaram just qualified, that it must be talking about that they were involved in it up until, that's what they were discussing, up until he gave it to her, then just when he gave it, didn't say anything, that's Rabbi Yisai says, that dayoy, and you don't have to say anything. But Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, he says, he says, even if they weren't discussing it right then, still, Rabbi Yisai holds that since previously they had been discussing that, it's enough even if he doesn't say anything. Now, that the Gemara wonders, how do we understand this interpretation of Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon? If they hadn't been discussing it right now, how does she know what he's, quote, telling her? In other words, since at the time that he's giving her the ring or the money, they weren't talking about it at that moment, Kedushin, maybe a few hours ago. So how does she know, when he's giving her a gift, that it's for Kedushin purposes? Maybe it's just a gift. So although they had been talking about it before then, but they had stopped talking about it, they weren't just talking about it. So how does she know, and how do we know, that she's accepting it for the purposes of Kedushin? So Amabai, he explains Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's opinion, that it's me'inyin le'inyin be'oisoy inyin. It's from a subtopic to another subtopic, but under the general topic. In other words, yes, they stopped talking about the actual engagement, but they were still talking about other peripheral ideas related to that, which are necessary for their being a new unit, which was, for example, asking, how much do you have for the dowry? How many fields do you have? How are we going to support ourselves? Where are we going to live? All these different topics, which, yes, wasn't talking about Kedushin per se, but it was what's called me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin in the general topic. That's where Blazer Shimon says, even though they weren't talking about Kedushin per se, but it's under that same concept, and therefore even that would be sufficient, according to Rabbi Yisai, even though you didn't say anything as the money was given. Now, Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, he concludes this discussion. He says, Allah like Rabbi Yisai, not like Rabbi Yehuda, whether, and there's a machlok is how to interpret Rabbi Yisai's opinion, but Allah is like Rabbi Yisai, that even though nothing was said at that moment, as long as there was some discussion beforehand, then it's going to be a valid Kedushin. Now, it's just that, as our Gemara said before, even according to Rabbi Yisai, the question is, but when you did say something, it actually might be making it, quote, worse, because then you might be saying that it's for some other purposes, like work. That's where we had the question regarding those terminologies. Now, related to this halacha that we just said from Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara says, Omele Rabbi Yemi le Rav Ashi, says, Ve'ela, but then, according to what you just said, Hadam Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, this is Rabbi Huda said, name of Shmuel, that Kol She'eni Yedei B'Tiv Gittin B'Kedushin, whoever doesn't know very well and is not so proficient in the halachas of Gittin and Kedushin, Lo Yehei Lo Yehei Sikimam, you shouldn't be involved with it at all. In other words, you shouldn't be a judge educating these types of cases, because he might come to permit an Isser Erva, and that's a mistake which there's no rectification. This could be major ramifications, because the woman can then go ahead and get married to someone else, have Mamzerim. It could be a major problem. So don't be involved in it if you don't know the halachas very well. So on that is what Rav Yemi asked Rav Ashi, Afilo Shmile Hadra Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, would that apply if you don't know so well the halachas of Gittin Kedushin, even if someone doesn't know this halacha that we just quoted in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yisai, would we say that such a person should not be involved in Gittin Kedushin? Which, as Rashi explains, what the Gemara is really asking is, Do we say that that's common to happen? That a person would give a woman a get or kedushin without saying anything, which was the halacha case of Rabbi Yisu, which says that would be getting kedushin? Or is it not so common, and therefore that's not considered enough of a deterrent for someone that doesn't know that halacha not to be involved in getting kedushin? So Amalei, Rav Asher responded, and yes, hachinami, this would also be included, that it's something that's common enough where a person could, let's say, not know what to say at that very critical moment and just give it, and that Rabbi Yisus halacha would have halachic relevance. And therefore, if someone doesn't know that halacha, that it is considered a get a kedushin, which should not be involved in the processes of getting kedushin, because it is an important halacha that is applicable. Now the Gemara, as Rashi says, almost as if it's said over here, Omamar, as the master said, like when we say gufa, it's going back to the halacha of Shmuel from the previous daf that had said certain halachas by kedushin when it is a relevant terminology for kedushin when it's not. And then he said v'chem migerushin, the same thing applies to gerushin. Where nasan lagita v'amar la, if he gives a woman her get and he says to her, hareat mishulachas, you are sent away. Or hareat mugureshes, you are divorced. Or hareat muteris l'chaladim, you're permitted to every single person. Harehi mugureshes, in these cases, they're all considered a valid terminology for divorce. And the reason being is because mishulachas says in the pasuk b'shilcha, gerushin, obviously muteris l'chaladim is the primary text in the get, and therefore they're all valid terminologies of gerushin. So the Gemara discusses this halacha. And the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. Nasan lagita v'amar la le'ishtoi. If he gives his wife a get and he tells her, Hare ad bas chayrin, you are a free woman. So as the Gemara continues on Amud Beis, la'amar b'laklum, he hasn't said anything to create a gerushin if he writes this terminology in the get, because that's not a terminology of gerushin. She was free up until now too. She wasn't a slave. So saying that she's a bas chayrin has no validity. So too the other way around, because that's actually a terminology of shichur. Amalo l'shevchasei. Let's say he tells to his maidservant, Hare at muteris l'chaladim, you are permitted to every single person, which actually that's a terminology of gerushin, and he's telling it here to his maidservant, lo amav lo klum, he hasn't said anything. Because again, it's a terminology of gerushin and not shichur for a maidservant. Now, because actually, as Rashi even takes this one step further, since Hare at muteris l'chaladim is saying that you're permitted to marry everybody, which by a married woman, that's a valid terminology for a get, because yes, whoever she was forbidden to up until now because she was married to him, now through divorce, he's permitting her to marry everyone else that was forbidden because of him. Now, the problem is by a maidservant, if he wants to make her a free woman, he's not permitting her to everybody, because he's actually not permitting her to slaves. Up until now, she was permitted to slaves. Now she's actually becoming forbidden to slaves. So it wouldn't even be in the appropriate terminology even to connote freedom, because Hariat Muteris L'chaladim is not true. She's not permitted to every single person now. She's actually forbidden to slaves now if she were to become free, and therefore there's no connotation of shichur in that terminology. So again, you can't say for gerushin shichur and for shichur gerushin. But the Gemara wonders, Amala le'ishtai, let's say he tells his wife, Hariat la'atzmech, you are for yourself. Maha, what's the halacha? As the Gemara explains, and the reason why we introduced the previous is because it will actually prove that it works by gerushin as it works by shichur. So the question is, mi amrinan l'malacha, do we say that when he's saying you're for yourself, he means just regard to finances, for work, that your earnings to go should go to yourself? Is that kamala? Is that what he's telling her? Aydim l'gamri kamala, or maybe he's telling her, totally, you're for yourself, you're on your own, you're not, even for marriage purposes, we are not connected anymore, you're by yourself. What's the halacha? So amalei Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina said to Ravashi, says, Tashama, come in here, the time like Linda Brysa. The Braisa says, Gufa shall get shichur. What's the primary text in an emancipation document of a slave? Hare ata ben chayrin, you're a free man. Or hare ata la'atmacha, you're for yourself. So says Ravina, hashta, so take a look. Uma evit kanani, dukani le gufa, if regarding a non-Jewish slave, where the owner actually owns his entire body, he owns him like cattle. When he tells him, you're for yourself, he's telling him totally, as we see, that shichur. He's totally removed from him. So regarding a wife, where he doesn't own her whole body, she's not like cattle, he doesn't own her body, isn't it most definitely so that it would be legamri, where, because even something that's so much yours, when you say you're for yourself, it's totally removing it. Here, where it's not even owned that much, for sure, when you say Harit La'atzmech, it would be considered a valid gerushin, it's legamri, she's totally divorced. Now, Amalei Ravina Ravashi says, Amar La'avdei, if someone says to his slave, that's a non-Jewish slave, Ein li esek bach, I have nothing to do with you. My, what's the halacha? As the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrinan, do we say, ain li esik bach, legamri kamali? When he says, I have nothing to do with you, it means totally, meaning even for freeing his body, and then he becomes permitted even in a bas charin, in a Jewish woman. It's not just monetarily, it's a total shichur. Eidim ala malacha kamali. Maybe it's just for work purposes. As a slave, for your work that you do, that I have nothing to do with you anymore. You can work and do as you please, but I still own you. For prohibitory law, you still consider a slave. What's the halacha? Is it totally or just regarding work? So Amar Rav Nachum Rav Ashi, and some say it was Rav Chanan Mechizal Rav Ashi, says Toshma, coming here from the following braisa. The braisa says, Hamoicher Avdi La'Eva Kechavim. If someone sells his slave to a non-Jew. Now, the point over here is that Yatz L'Cheres. What does it mean he goes free? Although the Gemara in Gittin Daf Memdal Medaf tells us that we penalize the one who sold his slave to non-Jews, that he has to redeem this slave from the non-Jews up until 10 times the value of the slave. And the reason is why we penalize the owner is because a slave has a somewhat of halacha as a Jewish person. He has to keep all the mitzvahs that a woman has to. And now when he sells him to a non-Jew, he's not going to be able to fulfill those mitzvahs. So because of that, we penalize the master to redeem him. Now, even though he's buying him back for 10 times the value, you don't get to keep him now. He goes free. Now, moreover, Ritzach gets shichur mirabirishon. He also needs a document of emancipation from his first owner to permit him to marry a Jewish woman. Now, the reason being is because although he had sold him off already, so why would he need to give him a get shichur? He doesn't own him anymore. The reason is because the non-Jews who purchased a slave, they didn't acquire his body, which would be the prohibitory law aspect. Because as the pasuk says, mehem tiknu, from you the Jews can buy from non-Jews, which says you could buy from them, but they cannot buy from you, and neither can they buy each other. So therefore, essentially, the slave, at least regarding his body, not regarding, let's say, monetary, in other words, regarding the work that he does, but at least regarding his body and his prohibitory law, he's still owned by his first master. So we make the first master buy him back, then redeem him, and not only do we make him free him, he also has to go ahead and write him a get shichur, because he essentially never left his domain in regards to prohibitory law, even though he sold him to a non-Jew. Now, on that, Amr Reb Shimon Gamliel said, when did we say that, okay, after buying him back for 10 times the value and then sending him free, that he still has to write him a get shichur? That shall like kasav alav oinai. That's only if, when he had sold him to the non-Jews, he hadn't written for him an oinai, which means to say he hadn't written for him a document. But avo kasav alav oinai, but if, when he had sold him originally to the non-Jews, he had written on him a document, zehu shichurur, that document was the emancipation. So now the question was, what is this document that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying would be considered as a get shechur? So Rav Sheshe explains the kasavle, because the master had written to the slave when he was selling him to the non-Jews. He wrote, kishetivrach mimenu, when you escape, when you flee from those new non-Jewish owners that you have, and you're on your own then, ein li esik bach, I have nothing to do with you anymore. Which obviously we see from there, that using the terminology of ein li esik bach is a terminology of shichur. And that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel said, that although they didn't buy his body, they only bought his work, but if he wrote him ein li esik bach, that already worked in the form of ashtar shichur, and that's why he doesn't have to write it to him when he then buys him back 10 times the value and sets him free. So you see, to answer the Gemara's question, that ein li esik bach is considered a valid terminology, legamri, of a shichur. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had previously been discussing, which was one of these three kinyanim of Kiddushin, which is the kinyan of Kesef. So the Gemara discusses different variables, different halachic cases regarding the Kiddushin through money. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hamekadesh b'milva. If someone engages a woman with a loan, in other words, he had loaned her money. Then he tells her, this money that I lent you, I want you to be engaged to me for that money that I loaned you. Says Abaye, ain't the Mekudeshes. She's not going to be engaged. Why not? So Rashi explains, because where do we know that the Kinyan of Kedushin works? We know it from Kicha Kicha, from Stei Ephraim. Now, just like over there, there was something being given at that time. Avraham Avinu gave money to Ephraim at the time of the acquisition, of the transfer, which tells us that at the time of Kedushin, the man has to give something to the woman. Now, the problem is, although he's giving her something now, seemingly, which he's canceling the loan, so he's giving her, let's say, he loaned her $1,000, he's essentially giving her $1,000 now during the Kiddushin, it's not true. Because what's called milva lahitza nitno, when a man gives another person $1,000 as a loan, that money is not his anymore. It's already that person, because a milva, let's say, in contrast to a pekadna, a deposit is always the person, if someone's lending something to use, an object, it's always that owner's thing. But money, the moment you give it to the borrower, it's his money. And it was because it's meant to be spent. Now, it's actually other monies that she owes him, not what he gave her. What he gave her is gone already. Now, she owes him $1,000. Now, if he were to cancel that debt, he wouldn't be giving her anything. It'd just say, what's yours already, you can get to keep. So therefore, it says Abaya, he's not essentially giving her anything when he's saying, I want to engage you with the loan that I gave you, and therefore she's not engaged. But says Abaya, Bahanos Milva. But if he says, with the pleasure of the loan, which the Gemara will shortly explain, what does that case mean? Then Mikudeshes, then she is engaged. But Va'asolasis, Cain, it's forbidden to do this. Why? Because there's what's called the deceit of interest. So though there's not the full-fledged ribis of the Torah, which is considered a full-fledged prohibition of charging interest of a loan. But here, since there's what's called harumis ribis, a certain deceit related to ribis, so initially one shouldn't do this, but if it's done, then the woman will be engaged. So the Gemara asks, Hayanos milva hechidon, what's this case talking about that Abaye said that if he engages her with the benefit, with the pleasure, with the gain of a loan, then she's engaged? So the Gemara explains, Ilema de azkofa. If the case would be talking about where when he had originally lent her, let's say, four coins. And he said, but when you pay me back, you're going to have to pay me back with five. Now he's telling her, that extra coin that I was charging you interest, you don't have to pay me back that. And I want that extra coin, you should be mekudeshes with me. And that if she doesn't have to pay back that fifth coin. If that's the case of, because it's not really, that's not the loan, because the loan was only four, so that's the hanoas milva. There's certain a gain of the loan, which that he wants to engage her with. Whereas the Gemara explains, if the Amar la arba b'chamisha, if it's because he had told her that when he lends her four, she should pay back five, and now he's saying the fifth one you don't have to pay back. So it's not the actual loan; it's hanoas milva. And that the Gemara asks two questions. First of all, haribis mal yasuhu. That's actually not just haramis ribis; that's actually full fledged interest. Why are you calling haramis ribis? Because that was when you charged four, and that was when you gave four and you're charging five, which is ribis, and now you're transferring that into the kedushin, so you're getting ribis when you're taking that fifth one, because you're not taking the fifth coin, but you're taking the woman in that place. That's ribis. So how can you call that just haramis ribis? Moreover, why is this being called hanoz milva? Hainu milva. This is actually a full-fledged case of a loan, in other words, because even this fifth zuz, she's already obligated. You're right, it's not the loan itself, but in halachic terminology, it would be considered the same as Abaye's first case, that she should not be engaged, because that fifth coin is not something that he ever gave her, but more than that, it's something that's from her own. And he's saying, you don't have to give me that fifth coin. Well, that shouldn't create a condition, because he's not giving her anything at that moment, just like the case of a milva. So what would be, on the understanding of this case, why would Hanos milva be mekudeshes? So the Gemara explains, lo yitzricha, it's a different case. It's the arvach lo zimna. It's when he extends for her the time limit for when she has to pay back the loan. And he tells her, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with that gain, with that pleasure. What gain is that talking about? You would have given, even let's say a pruta, small coin, to a person to appease me that I should extend the deadline for your loan. So if he specifies that, then she actually will be mekudeshes. Because that would be actually just what's called haramis ribis. It's just the seed of ribis. It's not going to be full-fledged ribis because he never set a certain amount. Ribis is, okay, I'm lending you $100, but you got to pay me back $150. A certain set amount. That's ribis. Here, he didn't set a set amount when there's an extension of time. There's no concrete value given to that. And therefore, as to be related as an interest of the loan. In other words, he didn't take anything from that extension. You can say that's considered if he were to take some type of a benefit by transferring an extension of time for her getting engaged to him, that, what is that that he's taking that's related to the halva is the extension of time. But that's not anything of a ribis kitzutz. It's not set at a certain amount. So it's just haramis ribis. There is a certain deceit over here that's happening related to the halachas of ribis, because she's getting engaged to him, which is a gain that he's getting. The one who's giving the loan is getting something out of it besides his four coins back, he's getting back also a woman. Now, how's he getting it back? Not really anything related to the loan per se. It's haramis ribis because it's related to the extension of time. Now, had that extension of time had a concrete value, so then that would be something that, okay, you're not getting back money, but you're getting back a woman. So that would be considered ribis. But here, yes, it does have some value because she would have given him or to someone else money to extend that loan, but there was never concretized regarding what that value is, and therefore there wasn't really anything of ribis per se that he's getting out of it. It's just haramis ribis, and therefore it would create a kedushin because as Rashi says, actually the Gemara could have said even a more obvious case where if let's say he just says I'm going to cancel the whole loan, and he tells her that I'm not being mekadosh to you with the loan itself, but hiskachi li bahanos mechila zu. I want you to be engaged to me with the pleasure, with the gain of my canceling the loan. Because what essentially that means to say is she would have definitely given someone a pruta with the gain of canceling the loan. So that is what he's giving her right now. There is a value over here. That cancellation is a certain monetary value that he's giving her. But that's different than the first case of Abaya. When he's being mekadesh her with the primary monies themselves, let's say he's canceling that, he's not giving her anything because those monies are already her. What are you giving her? When you say hanos mechilazu, that's saying the monies that you were to give, I'm giving that back to you now. That is what I'm giving you. Again, not the cancellation alone. The cancellation alone has, he's not giving her anything that now. Of course, that's a gain, but that he's not giving her anything. What he's giving to her, if he said it in a different way, which is the way that we're describing over here, let's say regarding the extension of time, is what you would have given for me to extend that time, or what you would have given me or someone else to go ahead and cancel the loan, that, if he says I want to be mekadesh you with that, that's something that's actually happening now, that he's giving her now, that would be a valid kedushin. That's the case over here where, again, similar to the case of the Gemara, that the second case of Abaye, that's called hanos milva, that is would be haramis ribis, it shouldn't be done. But again, if it's done, it's going to be creating a kedushin because that's something that a new value now that he is giving her, in contrast to the cancellation of the loan, where of course that's a huge gain, $1,000, but he's not really giving her anything right now because that's already monies that are hers and you're just not making her give you anything. That wouldn't be a fulfillment of Kiyikach Ish Isha. Continuing on these halachas regarding giving of monies of Kedushin to create Kedushin, Amar Rava, he says, the man says to the woman, Hei lech mana, take this mana, this certain coin, this certain amount of money, on the condition that you give it back to me. So says Rava, Bemecher Loikana, regarding a sale that will not be acquiring. So for example, let's say he's buying land, which the Gemara tells later on, Chavav Meraf, which you could acquire land with money. If the person gives to the landowner the money and says, on the condition you give it back to me, he has not acquired the land because he hasn't given anything to the person because he said on the condition, he said that you have to give it right back to me. So what did you give him? You didn't give him anything. You haven't acquired the land. So too, Be'isha Einu Mekudeshes, regarding a wife, if you give her the money and say, here, I'm giving you money that you have to give back to me, she's not engaged because you haven't given her anything. Be'pidin HaBen, Ein B'nei Padui, regarding the redemption of the firstborn son from the Kain, where you have to give him the 5 slum, if you say, here, I'm giving it to you on the condition you give it back to me, well, you haven't given anything to the Kain, then he's not redeemed. And however, Be'truma, regarding Truma, where if you take the Truma and you give it to the Kain, on condition that you give it right back to me, on that, Rava says, Yatzi Yidei Nesina. Regarding that, he has fulfilled, like as if he gave it to the Kayin. And so now the Kayin gave it back to him. And now he could sell it to the Kayin, and the money goes to him because he owns it now because the Kayin gave it back to him. Because he has already fulfilled giving the Truma to the Kayin. Which the Gemara is going to ask, what's called Mamanashach? Well, either way you look at it, how do we understand this? If a Matan Manas Lahachzer, Shema Matan, like in Truma, then why don't we say the same thing regarding the other cases? But however, says Rava, although by Truma, he has fulfilled this obligation of he gave Truma, it's not Tevel anymore, and he even gets the Truma back now, he can do whatever he wants with it. But for us, it's forbidden to do this. Why? Because it seems like that with this gain, that the Kohen that he did this procedure with, that he's going to give him, look, you know, here, I'm giving you the Truma on condition you give it right back to me. But obviously this Kohen knows that, okay, now that he's going to do this guy a favor, he's going to give him all his other Trumas. So then it's going to be like a Kayin who is like purchasing Truma with the gain that he's working for this guy in this other area. And then it gives the appearance, Kayin HaMesiyeh Beves HaGranis, like a kohen that assists at the threshing house, at the granary, where he's doing that so that they should give him the truma, which the Mishnah Seftes Becharis Daf Chav Amud Beis tells us that kahanim that assist in the Beis Hagranos, we don't give them the trumas and maisus for the pay for the work that they're doing over there. And if they do it, they work, and the pay that they get is not even regular pay, it's truma that kahanim deserve to get anyway, then they have desecrated it, because the pasuk says in Malachi, Shechasim Bris HaLevi, that's something that's inappropriate. The kahanim are not supposed to be working to get, the purpose of it is that kahanim and levim are the elite, and they get the truma and maisus, which is their rights. If this guy's working to get it, he's causing a desecration. It's forbidden to do that. And this guy looks the same thing also, where he's doing this with the guy, helping him out, where he's not even getting the truma, but he'll get other trumas. It gives the appearance of kohen ha-maseya b'veis ha-gronos, which is forbidden. That was Rabba's halacha. Not the Gemara's Mike Savar Rabba. What does Rabba hold, as we mentioned before? Ik Savar matana manas lahachzeh shema matana. If he holds the reason why it works by truma, and it's considered like you gave it to him, even though you said on the condition you give it back to me, because a gift that was given to someone with the stipulation that then you give it back is considered like you give the person a gift, then even all the cases should be considered that as if you gave it to the kohen for the pinya ben and the woman to be kedushin and for to be considered a valid purchase of land. And if he holds that, no, if you're giving a gift with the condition of giving it right back, so then you haven't given anything to the person, the nefilah truma namila, the nimah truma shouldn't be considered like you gave it to the kohen. Why over there did he consider it as if you gave it to the kohen? Moreover, what's more difficult is, harava huda amar, Rava himself has been quoted as saying, matana manas lahachzeh shema matana, a gift on the condition of giving it back is considered that it was gifted to that person. The amar Rava, as Rava said the following halacha, he said, someone tells someone else on Sukkot, he says, heilich estrig zeh, here, you take this estrig, but I'm an as, on condition, that you give it back to me. Says Rava, not loivich ziru yatsev. The guy takes it, shuckles, and he gives it back to the owner. He has fulfilled his obligation, although it has to be lachem, it has to be yours. It is yours. The guy gave it to you a gift. Vimlav, now, if he doesn't end up giving it back to that guy, then loyatsev, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation, because retroactively it's considered like theft, because it was only yours because you're going to give it back. If you don't give it back, so then it was never yours, you were just a thief, and if you haven't fulfilled your obligation. But one thing we see is that Rava considers matana amanas lahachzeh shema matana. So why does he say it only works by truma, not by all those other cases? So Ella Amar Ravashi, rather Ravashi amends the teaching of Rava, and he says, most definitely, bekulu, by all the cases, Rava says, kani. The person, the recipient, has considered that it was acquired, even though it was on condition that he gives it back. So therefore, it is a valid pidnya ben, it is a valid purchase of land, it is a valid giving of truma to the kohen. Levar me'isha. The only exception actually is the case of the woman. Why? Lefishe in isha niknes b'chalipin. Because a woman, as we mentioned in the previous daf, cannot be acquired through one of the types of acquisitions of chalipin, which is just giving something for as more of a token and then taking it right back. Now, this case is similar to chalipin, whereas the Rishonim explain it's not really chalipin, but it gives the appearance like what's called the kinna of the suda of taking a kerchief, because it's like the woman's holding it for a second, and she gives it right back, which is really what you do with chalipin in here. You take this, and by your taking this, oh, then your whatever we're talking about, the sale, will be acquired by me. Now, as we had mentioned, why chalipin doesn't work by a woman is because it's degrading for a woman to say, well, I'm going to be engaged to you, let's say, for something less than a pruta, which is some cases by chalipin. A woman wouldn't be willing to engage herself like that. See, here, essentially, it's like that, where a woman's not going to be willing to get engaged like that because, essentially, she's not getting anything. I should be engaged to you for giving me nothing. Just for a second, I have to give it right back to you. So since it's like chalipin, so Isha is the one case that will not be a valid kinya of Isha, even though, generally, Rava holds matana manas lahachzer ishma matana. So Amalei Rav Hunamar bereid Rav Nechemia l'Ravashi, so he told Ravashi, hach armina mishmei de Rava kavasech. Actually, they say over, like you, that in the name of Rava, that this is actually as it was. Meaning, although originally the Gemara had quoted Rava by saying that all those other cases are not going to be valid, considered as it was given, actually, as Ravashi had amended it, he says, actually, it is said over in the name of Rava, like the way you said it, that actually all those cases, it would be considered as a valid giving, because matana manas lahachzeh ishma matana. The only exception is the case of being mekadesh and isha, where since it's similar to chalipin, and chalipin doesn't work by isha, therefore it's not going to work by the case, specifically only by kedushin.